Well, hello, world.
What's up? That was new. Sorry. We're trying some new things, y'all, so bear with us.
Right. And who are we? Who are we? Who am I? I am Sky. I'm Will from the ATL. We're Outcast and the Players Will. Southwest Atlanta, born and bred. Now I'm, by the Southern California beach, beds, in the Wild Wild West, because I'm the best, and I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Silves, VA, all day, two up, two down, chilling in the PNW, where I have students who are the children of Rihanna forged in the fires of chaos during these past few weeks. That's what we're dealing with out here. That's why you can't hurt my feelings. Love them to death, but yeah. So that's my life right now. It's graduation season. I'm tapping out, fam.
Okay, what the heck? Okay, so we, as you give your soliloquy, we are Shea Butter SC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspectives on football and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
Lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women. Yo, so what are we talking about today?
Oh man, we're going to talk about all the things. We're going to talk about things that are up, now, down. We're going to talk about things that are going wide and round. We're going to,
Okay, more specifically, what are we talking about?
We're going to run down, so we're going to give a brief rundown of the week's matches. Brief. It's going to be so brief you didn't even see it happening. We're going to give you our SBFC superlatives. Oh, snap. And give you our Challenge Cup Shea Butter All-Stars for each team. Yes.
And then we are going to get into, as promised, a brief preview of the NWSL regular season, which kicks off this Friday. And we'll remind y'all what's happening, how are we going to be up in LA. And then, as always, we bring you our hits and riffs and rants and raves. So I think we're doing more raves of the week.
Yeah. Are we going to open the sanctuary, though?
I mean, we can briefly touch on a few things because there's more nonsense with the schedule and the kit rules, and we gotta talk about this stuff.
okay, yes. So anyway, let's get into it. So we gonna
get into it. I don't know what song we was on. All right. I'm tired, y'all.
What happened to that boy? All right, so let's get into
I'm gonna be loopy. Oh, sorry, loopy.
All right, so let's get to the Challenge Cup. So basically, we're going to do a brief rundown. It's going to be brief.
Pretty much, because every match wasn't important to the overall standings. Yeah. Obviously, it was for teams. But the first match was on Big CBS, and it was important to the standings. It was the North Carolina, I will never say underdog again, Courage.
Yeah.
And the Washington Spirit, and it was in North Carolina, and it ended up being a 2-2 draw.
Yep.
There were two goals, one on a penalty by Ashley Hatch, and then there was a penalty by Dabinha and a rocket by Malia Berkeley.
Yes.
And honestly, North Carolina probably should have won that game.
Yeah, but yeah,
but they didn't. Yeah, they didn't. And it'll matter in just a moment.
Yes.
But that was a good game. It was the right game to have on Big CBS, and Dabinha and Carolyn bringing all the sauce.
Yes, and they were dancing and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, after goal celebrations. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Better than the Betty McBeths and the Kimmy Beths.
Sandra, please.
that's the sauce that I need. I don't want to see that sauce this weekend, but that's the sauce that I need in the building.
We might see that in person.
We gonna hold it.
Sorry.
Pause. Hold it down.
True. The next match was Gotham versus Orlando. Both teams have been eliminated.
Yep.
And I believe it was in, I was going to say in Gotham. Dang. It was in Jersey. And ended up, the theme of the weekend was draws. For the most part.
Draws.
But and not GTD, but draws, like ties. I feel like you got to be black in a certain age to understand what GTD is.
Wow.
okay.
Wow. That went south. For those,
I'm on one because I'm tired.
Yo, but anyway, yo, I'm dying.
Anyway, it ended in a 1-1 draw with goals by Christy Mewis and Gunny Jun starter, and the homie Midge was out with a groin injury. Was it?
Oh, is that why? Okay.
Yeah, she was out with an injury. Hopefully, she will play this weekend.
Right.
Our next match was San Diego Wave.
Yes.
Versus OL Reign in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. And what happened?
Like that stay.
And what happened in that game? I thought it was pretty brief, right?
It ended up as a 1-1 draw. We only saw 70 minutes of it. And we will talk about that later. And goals were scored by Ali Watt, though I allegedly.
Allegedly, supposedly.
And then a penalty that wasn't a penalty for Alex Morgan. Seems to be happening to us when we play San Diego. I feel a way about that. That's twice. Right. That's twice. And then, and that game was a little raucous. We'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. The next match also mattered. It was the next day, so that was Sunday, Kansas City versus Chicago Red Stars.
Yes.
And the winner of that game essentially went through to the semifinal. Kansas City won that game 2-1.
Yep.
Off of a rocket by Alexis Lorera. Like, good Lord.
Yes.
And then Kristen Hamilton with the second goal. Elise Bennett get both assists. Shout out. Yeah. Go Cougs.
I know you were going to do that.
You absolutely want that all the time. And then Bianca St. George, I believe, scored for Chicago Red Stars. But that eliminated Chicago and Kansas City moves on. And then there was Houston versus Louisville. I think we got this wrong. That game was before on Friday. But that game was 2-1 in favor of Houston with a goal from Nichelle Prince. And then Ellie Prescott with an assist to Maria Sanchez, who is a problem. and then Jalen, congratulations to Jalen Howe, who got her first NWSL goal as well. And then there was still one spot left in the Challenge Cup on Sunday night. It was the last game at 6 o'clock on the West Coast. I don't know why we decided that was the time.
And it was in all the way in Fullerton. It wasn't in Los Angeles. I don't even know if we were in Los Angeles County. Like, y'all don't understand. I had to go all the way out yonder. I didn't get home until like 11 o'clock on a school night.
So, okay, so y'all can tell how Sky felt, and that's fair.
But that's cool, though. But
if Portland won or drew in this match, they would be the fourth seed in the Challenge Cup and would likely host a Challenge Cup match because we'll talk about that schedule later. And Angel City won 1-0 and honestly was the better team.
Yes.
The goal was a penalty by Kristen Press, who absolutely buried it.
Yes.
Angel City probably should have had two.
2-3-4.
God bless Savannah McCaskill. You gotta make that low.
Yeah,
Simone Charlie should have had an assist.
Yeah, so at least Simone Charlie should have had an assist. Kristen should have had an assist. I mean, beautiful balls going into the box. Like,
yeah, I think that's the best game I've seen Angel City play.
Yeah.
So it was nice for them to get a win going into their regular season where they open the league games this Friday.
Yes.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end. So with that, because Portland lost, that means Washington is the fourth seed and will host for now the second semifinal at Segra, which no one's happy about. They cannot host it at Audi.
Why?
Because there's an event going on that day and one of the keynotes is the commissioner of the NWS.
Of course, because why not?
And another one is the coach of our United States men's national team. So just no coordination whatsoever between our league's U.S. soccer and doing the right thing.
Right.
And then the other semifinal and the first one will be actually hosted in Kansas City. And it will be between the Kansas City Current and the North Carolina Courage.
Oh, see? Look at
that. And then the winners of those two games will play the following weekend when regular season games are scheduled.
Why would you care?
A lot of choices were made and none of them were good. Like, just, we'll deal with it briefly in the sanctuary. But we just want to give everybody a recap of the last weekend of the Chaos Cup, and it has absolutely lived up to its billing. Question?
No, I was going to say, but it's about that time. Who do you have what? For winning y'all's the Sippy Cup?
The Sippy Cup of life that you, now everybody's adopted that word, Sippy Cup. Who do you have as the winners? Or can we predict? Because it's just a ridiculous competition.
Well, so y'all are playing at Segra, so whoever can survive the pellets flying in the boonies. Do y'all even understand Segra's in the boonies? It's beyond
the
boonies.
It's past Dulles.
It's far as hell away. It's an hour and a half away from fucking...
Yeah, D.C. It's ridiculous.
Whoever, I mean, I don't know. It's hard. I don't know.
Also, keeping in mind, Ole Reign and the Spirit play on Sunday for the opening game of both their seasons.
So the semifinal is on Wednesday?
Yep, the game is on Sunday, and then the semi is midweek, so I think it's Wednesday, yeah.
And when does Washington play?
What do you mean, when do they play?
They play Sunday. Oh, wait a minute, they're playing each other.
They play us, that's what I'm saying. We play each other twice in 3 days. And then we play each other 3 times in a month.
Why not just make the game up?
That's what everybody was suggesting. Just make it count double.
Why make the
but I guess because the other game isn't, they're not scheduled to do the same thing. So I guess they're, now they want a competitive. I don't, again, none of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. We'll get into that in a little bit. And then in the other game, I think I'm going to lean North Carolina.
Yes, probably North Carolina.
Caveat, if Sam Mewis is healthy, that might be a different conversation.
Yeah, Sam Mewis magically appears on the field, and that's a different story.
I don't think she will, particularly for a Challenge Cup game.
The only thing I will say about North Carolina is they got these lulls where they don't have offensive fluidity because they refuse to play actual strikers centrally on the bench. So
I don't disagree with that.
If you're not going to do that, and then you also got Breonna Pinto sitting on the bench, then we got problems, particularly if Sam Mewis reappears. The truck out midfield. So that's the only thing.
I think North Carolina can make ill-advised decisions tactically at times. But, I think they just have a little more depth at this point. And I think they're a little closer to being gelled. Okay. So, yes, let's get into our superlatives.
Our superlatives. Hold on. The beat. Drop that beat.
Boom. I don't know why I did that. I told you. You're getting a real, real interesting version of Silk today, y'all. all right. So, I'm going to focus.
All right, we'll focus. So, Shea Butter Bomb.
We're going international because there wasn't a ton of Shea Butter greatness, and some of it existed in the NWSL we didn't get to see.
Yeah.
So, for Shea Butter Bomb, I am.
You can give Ali Watt the Shea Butter Bomb of the week.
I'm going to do for Ali Watt what the league would not in this segment. So, let's get it. But, Shea Butter Bomb, we're going international.
Yep.
The best nine in the world.
Say it again for the people.
The best nine in the world. Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake, Toto, scored a filthy goal in the first leg of the Women's Champions League against their rivals, Lyon.
Yes.
That was a hell of a game. You can go watch it back on YouTube. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, you should.
And the Shea Butter Boom is on the opposite side of the pitch.
Yep.
The chosen one. Katarina Macario.
I thought you were going to say had her a brace. Names.
I ain't got it today. Georgia, you're going to have to say, teach me how to say names in Portuguese because I don't want to mess it up. I don't want that smoke. but you know what it is. It's like there's like three middle names. But Katarina Macario had a brace.
Yep.
With an assist from PSG because they was out here just
out here
casually giving the ball away.
Just casually.
But yeah, she apparently can play anywhere, anytime, and score.
She played more than 7 minutes? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and as I said on Twitter, I'll say this shit with my chest. She in the conversation for Ballon d'Or.
Yes.
It's a conversation.
There should be a conversation. If she's not in the conversation...
She should be able to go to the final.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to get that out.
She should be on stage. Period.
Absolutely. She should be... Conversations on stage to me. And then Shea Butter Dime.
So Elise Bennett... you not go? You gonna let me talk?
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Just say your go Cougs.
Go Cougs. All right.
And she had two doms, and they were fire.
I told y'all.
Does she like beaches? I'm playing.
My god.
And then Shea Butter and one Simone Charlie. Yo, yes. She was balling.
Simone Charlie.
Probably played her with Kristen. Hell yeah. Let's motherfucker go.
I have a hot take that I'm going to let simmer for a few more weeks, and then I'll get back to you
about Simone Charlie. Oh, Lord. Okay.
So, I'm going to shut up.
Simone Charlie, she was balling. She cooked several people up. It was nice to see in person. Yeah. This stuff, we going to talk about you in a second. Then Shea Butter Brick goes to Naomi Yerma, because she was...
Buddy. Like, she is...
The back line.
She's everything.
Everywhere.
She was everywhere. I would like to see like her heat map and her work rate and some other things. That's one of our future center backs. I don't know what else to say. And I know she's not the veteran, but she might be carrying that partnership. Okay.
Yeah.
I got some. Again, I got a lot of takes simmering. I'm gonna wait for the first couple weeks of the season. All right. Shea Butter mic check. Ali Watt.
Because we don't know, because we didn't see the first 20 minutes.
don't know what she did in the first 20 minutes.
I don't know. So she got
she probably had a mic check.
Yeah. So Shea Butter heat check. Ali Watt.
Ali Watt. Yeah.
She probably.
Shea Butter Sutton.
Yeah.
Ali Watt.
Ali Watt probably had a defense. Probably had offense. So yeah, Ali Watt.
Ali Watt's actually a very good defender.
Yeah, she is.
So Shea Butter furnished with Ali Watt.
Ali Watt. She probably knocks it through some.
I'm sure she ran into Naomi Gurma at some point.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, she did. Hit her up.
I mean, she can dress. Ali Watt can dress. So yes. So definitely. She was, yeah, Ali Watt, get your fits right.
Get your fits right. Out here in the world. It's not the player of the week.
It's Ali Watt, because we will do what the NWSL will not. And
come
give
on
her
now.
Props for her first goal.
Yes.
And for balling out these last couple of games. In NWSL, y'all not seeing heaven. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Shame.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You ain't gonna sit here and retweet videos that people secured.
How you gonna retweet Diaspora's clip? How you got Andre and Courtney doing your job? Are y'all paying them like they doing your job? Because otherwise, do your job.
Do your job. Do better, be better. But
is Vista like the Microsoft Vista that everybody hated? Is that what that
is? Yo, that's good.
That's what they shooting on. All right, we'll get into that a little more. All right. So, as promised, we're going to give you our All-Stars from the Challenge
All-Stars.
Cup.
All-Stars.
All right. Oh, no, it's not the star song. Okay.
Per team, because we're going to do it by team, because it's so much greatness.
I don't know what the method to your madness is here, so I'm going to let you kick this off.
Okay, all right. So, all right. So, All-Stars for Olo Rain. Who are our Shea Butter All-Stars?
I mean, Black Goalkeeper Union is out here too strong. Fallon. Tell us Joyce.
Yes.
Absolutely. I think she's been one of the revelations of the tournament.
Yes.
But also, we told y'all.
We told y'all.
We told y'all OL Rain will be just fine. So,
told y'all.
And then I think the other revelation has been, at least from the delegation, Ali Watt.
Ali Watt?
Ali Watt was a first round pick, y'all.
Yeah, like, y'all forget that. Like, I literally got mad when she got hurt because she actually was really, really doing good. And then she got hurt.
Yeah, she had a really good, like, 8 minutes in that game. I remember that. She slammed right into the post. I was like, dang, man. But yes, Ali Watt is going to be, we'll talk about that in the previews shortly, for your Angel City Football Club.
I was going to say, for sure, Jasmine Spencer, for all offensive work she's had to do. All over the pitch. Heat map's probably insane. Of course, the legend, Kristen Press. Because, like,
she sat out and she missed the game.
And she missed the game. And she was covering. I mean, don't be questioning her ability to be a forward midfielder. Everything.
I was cackling because I think Claire pointed it out. Like, a team's game plan is basically don't let her touch the ball. And then when she touches the ball, they're basically like, No.
She literally was commanding, like, multiple quadruple teams. Like, insane.
Always.
And
always.
Then also, Simone Charlie, when she was able to play,
do you start Simone Charlie? Like, Freya understands that now, right?
If she's healthy, she better be start. She better be in the bank.
If she's healthy,
she better be playing.
She wasn't limping, and she was smiling.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take that as a good. We don't get photos from practice like that, so I don't know, but I'm assuming she is. But we'll get the report tomorrow.
Right.
All right, but that, yes, definitely for Angel City. Kansas City.
Who is?
I mean, Elise Bennett.
If you didn't draft her, you was slipping on your pimping, baby.
I said it during the draft. I was like, Kansas City just got a steal.
Yeah.
I got a hot take about that, too. Again.
Ooh.
Simmering. Simmering. I'm going to get in trouble. Lord Jesus.
You going to get in trouble.
I might get in trouble. I might hurt some feelings. That's fine. Whatever.
All right. So for Washington.
I mean.
Trinity.
If they lost Trinity, that team would not look the way it looks. And I know they have other talent, but there's no way.
Trinity.
There's legitimately moments where Trinity Robbins just decides she wants to win now.
Yes. She just wants the ball out of control.
And she just does it. And everybody knows that she's going to do it. And it doesn't matter.
Yep. All right. For Chicago.
Meet me.
Yes.
Pew, pew, pew.
Basically.
Mouth pew.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotham. Okay. Explain yourself.
Estelle Johnson.
I mean, I love Estelle Johnson. I didn't know that's who you were going to pick.
I was going to say it's opportunity for multiple people.
Okay.
So I was going to say for sure Estelle, because she's had to shut down things. iffy when she's playing.
Yes.
Which I don't know what's going on. Whatever's happening, like.
Well, she came back from international duty.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's part of it. But yeah, but yeah, Estella's had to cover for whatever the fun flow of Gotham in their reorganization. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Estelle is money. Like, she is going to defend well every game.
Wait, but you got somebody else?
Oh, Mandy Money. I love Mandy Money, but,
Yeah, I would say, both of them, because they've had to cover so much.
Yeah, and, like, Lewandowski was out most of the challenge.
Yes,
stuff.
Yeah.
And so, just filling in there. But, I mean, the back line is not necessarily there.
Yeah, issue. That's
so, okay, North Carolina. I mean, they have a few.
It's the same. Wow.
DeBigna, who I actually think had a few bad games.
Yes.
For DeBigna. I mean, for other people, it's probably not a bad game.
But she was balling.
Yeah.
So was Caroline.
Caroline got in late because she had to get her paperwork in order. But, buddy, I'm very excited to see that in person this week. But she, you can't defend that for 90.
No, you can't. Not at all.
You can't defend that for me. Also, I'm very, very much here for the Taylor Smith Revenge Tour. And I blame J.E. for that one.
Yep.
We'll get into that at a later date as well. But Taylor Smith, when she is healthy and when she is in the right system, is still a menace. Right. And I'm really happy for her. And then Kiki Pickett, part of the picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
And they should always start those two. That's my opinion on that. Louisville. That's easy. J-Mac.
Yeah, that's what you don't want.
Yeah.
Easy.
J-Mac.
Easy.
That's not even hard. Orlando, man. Darian Jenkins.
Darian Jenkins.
Has taken it to the next level. I'm really happy for her.
Because I would ask that question.
Okay. No, I mean, in Florida, there's plenty of beaches. Not Orlando.
Okay, fine then. Beaches of near colder water.
Okay. Houston. My most confusing team.
Yes.
And we will get into that.
Actually, it's all three of them. It's Alozi, it's Nichelle, and Michaela, because Houston don't know what it's doing.
That too. And I mean, Shea Butter, Jason, shout out to Maria Sanchez.
Yeah, that's it.
Absolutely
yeah,
everything. True. We said you would. I miss you at Tigris, girl. I miss you.
Yeah, like, girl.
You want to come back?
You come back. Come back.
Fine.
And then also for Portland, yeah, Sophia Smith.
I mean, yeah, Sophia Smith's definitely the face of that team right now. And deservedly so. And then Wabe, I mean, you know my feelings. I don't understand why Amir Ali doesn't start when everybody else on that front line is my age. Yeah. or feels like it anyway.
Ooh.
Actually, Jody Taylor might be my age, for real.
Wow.
I don't know. I'd have to look that up. And then, obviously, Naomi Gurm is the number one pick for a reason.
Yep.
And Tegan McGrady is a championship-winning fullback and can do her job
She's had to clean up, yeah.
Yeah.
And also drew to the right side because the other person ain't
doing
their job.
Yeah, It ain't balanced.
It ain't no balance.
That's for sure.
It's her and Naomi running around.
But she also might be... Okay.
See? Yeah, here we go. And on that note...
Feeling petty today. What is wrong with me? I don't care.
That note, we're going to take a short break and we will be right back.
All right.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Adage, the illest one in the mix. Tune in this Thursday, April 28th on Twitch TV at Ladies of Sound. I'll be spinning live from the Ladies of Sound headquarters in LA at 8 o'clock p.m. You don't want to miss it. See you in the chat.
And we're back.
What's up?
All right. So let's get into this. So we're going to preview some teams.
Briefly each team. Yes.
Briefly. You got dissertations in this document.
It's not a dissertation. It's like a paragraph. And that's
going to preview the teams for the next year.
Okay.
So let's
These are randomly in order, unless you think they aren't. And then that's for you to decide.
Okay.
These
ain't randomly ordered. You went by
Earth's the thoughts. People can choose. The people can make choices.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. Let's start. Right. Oil Rain.
So yes, Oil Rain. I'm gonna knock on wood, light some candles, burn some incense, get some crystals. Okay. I don't wanna jinx it. I really don't. So I'm knocking on wood, Oil Rain fans. I do think we're one of, if not the best teams in the league.
Yes, you are. Yes.
I think we've somehow gotten more depth and we got younger.
Yes, you did.
It feels like a very home, like it's not a homegrown team, obviously, but we have three people who've been here the whole time.
Yes.
And they're still very much leaders and,
yes.
and players look to them. And I think now I loved having Mauro in ELS, but I do think them leaving gives chances to the Aliwats, the Ara Kings of the yes. world. And I think they will step up into it and more than excel. We don't have the title, so I can't necessarily say we're the best team. We're not the defending champs. But I think every line is good. That defense is a little bendy sometimes. A little yes, bendy.
A little vibey.
But Alana Cook plays for that defense. So yeah. Most of the time will be okay. And somebody else who had a really good Challenge Cup. And I think she works hard where her talent lacks. Mm-hmm. And that's not a bad thing, is Sam Hyatt. Like, I think she absolutely exceeded expectations. And I think she has a really good partnership with Alana Cook. And I think she does the recovery and sort of the dirty work really well. So I did want to shout out Sam Hyatt for having a really good Challenge Cup. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we can be bendy, but I think we can score. I just wish we would shoot more often. Like, shoot the ball. That's always our issue. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to see Rose and Allie on the right side. Like, giddy.
That's going
to
be nice.
Giddy. And I don't think we'll drop a lot of points this season. So I think we can win the Shield. I really do.
Look Again, at you.
All the superstitious the things. Yeah. We might even mess around and win the Sippy Cup. But if we don't, I'll be okay. Because I don't understand anything about the Sippy Cup.
Yeah, the Sippy Cup is a hot mess from here on out. It's so a hot yeah. mess.
But player to watch, Allie Watt.
Yes.
I think we've both said that. And I think she makes first or second 11 this year.
She should be first, but okay.
Either one. But yeah, okay. I think she makes first, second.
I also think Fallon makes the first 11.
Hot take, goalkeeper of the year, she will be one of the three finalists.
Yes, I believe so.
I think it's some combination of her, Casey Murphy, and either like Aubrey or AD or Alyssa have a comeback. Like,
Yeah.
And this
right, yeah, Alyssa. But yeah, yeah, but I do Fallon, think yeah, Fallon no, I think
she's
really
the best
good.
Shot stopper. Yeah,
yeah, she's the best, and she has really good reactionary time. Because even the because we're looking at the Angel City game against y'all at y'all's house.
Oh yeah,
she stopped that endo goal at the very, very last minute.
Yes, that was a really good save,
and that's really strong. And as a diving goalkeeper to do that at the last minute, that's really phenomenal.
Yeah, and not only that, but. Her way down is longer because she's taller.
Yeah, she's tall.
You know what I mean? True. So that means her, not just her reaction, but her athleticism.
Yeah,
so
she sees stuff before
the
it happens.
The person who said she was purely athletic can kiss my ass.
And on that note, let's go on to North Carolina.
North Carolina. Okay, so here's my thing. This team has lost in the past 2 years.
Yes.
Krista Hamilton, Crystal Dunn, Lynn Williams, Jessica McDonald, Abby Dahl-Kemper. I'm probably missing a few people. And it does not
Mace.
Seem to matter. Haley Mace. Yeah, don't. Lost and got back Bowen. Lost and got back Roland.
Sam Uis.
A-Rod retired. See, I see Sam Uis left. Oh, yeah, I miss Sam Uis. Lost Sam Uis. And somehow they're still threatening to be a Shield winner. Like,
yes.
I do not understand how they keep getting away with this. I really don't. They're good. Like, they're good. I think their biggest issue is they need to play forwards who are forwards.
Yes,
and Taylor Smith is a forward.
Yes,
Smith is a forward. Don't.
But so
don't
believe. And like you got these notes, like bringing back a certain individual, we shout our name. Why?
They'd be likable. They'd be so much more likable.
You literally have Dream Balcom, who is a phenomenal forward. That's a forward. You
and
got Caroline.
Well.
And can defend.
Right. She's as good a defender as the person you didn't need to bring back.
Yes, you got Caroline, that who's not seeing the pitch. You got Diana.
And people don't got tape on Carolyn either.
You got Diana Ordonez, who you're not seeing. You got Brianna Pinto is not on it. You know what? Brianna Pinto was playing well, and you don't have her playing because you're trying to make space for the person we shall not name.
And I just don't. And you didn't need her at the back because you've got the pickets. Like, you don't need her.
Need her.
And I'm gonna say this. She was off to the point where, like, Carolyn looked visibly frustrated because every pass to her was off.
Yes.
And every cross in was off. Now, she made, like, that really good defensive save. But, like,
if she can't get it again,
it's not worth it.
Again, as with another national team, that if your defender can't get in at the defending spot to which you need them to play, then if y'all got her in as a defender and she can't defend because the talent's better, then you got to put her ass on the bench.
Right. To me, that doesn't feel like a coach directive. I don't know what's going on there, but and that's unfortunate. And I think they can still win anyway, right? Like it doesn't matter that system, and it's a newer system. I think Nahas is doing different things. I think he's a good coach. I don't know the man, but I think tactically he's a pretty decent coach. Though again, player strikers are strikers.
Yes. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that team is dangerous. That team is dangerous, and they're deep. And you got people like Berkeley scoring bang. Like, it doesn't matter. And, oh, by the way, Casey Murphy's not even back yet.
Right, that part.
And she's probably the best goalkeeper in the league right now. So.
Yes.
Yeah. They horrify me. Player to watch, it's Carolyn. Carolyn. Like, it's not. It's her. She's ridiculous. Like, and she hasn't even reached her full powers yet.
Yeah.
All right, next team is the defending champion. Washington Spirit, who will be getting their rings at Audi this Sunday. Yeah, they got rings.
They got rings.
Gaudy rings, and I respect that. I do. You should be able to get a ring that you can kiss, because kiss the ring.
Yeah.
So they're bringing back a lot of that team, right? So they don't have to learn each other. They don't have to do that. I think, who did they lose? McGrady?
Yes.
Nielsen and, like, a couple of others. But they didn't lose a lot of pieces. They still have Kingsbury. Mm-hmm. I almost said Bledsoe. That back line's still pretty solid. I think Sam Stobbs actually a really good anchor for that line, because it definitely looked different when she was out against North Carolina. Because
mm-hmm.
Bless her heart. old girl who started, she was struggling. Like, that, North Carolina was working through that middle, however they won it. And they didn't have Andy Sullivan. And any team that has Andy Sullivan is Gucci. Like, they're fine. She's one of the best sixes in the country, for sure.
Yes, it's true.
And she can dime it from that spot. And she's a leader. She's vocal on that pitch. And she's a hometown kid. So, I think, and they obviously have one of the best young attacks in football. With Pat Sanchez and Rodman. Again, I think Rodman is truly what makes that go.
Yes.
The other two have talent, obviously, but Rodman is clearly the engine that makes all of that go. So as long as they got her, they are all right. And they press well. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they deal with the press when it's hot as balls outside.
Yes.
In the dog days of summer. And I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said balls. That's very vulgar. But, have an annoying trait. What annoys me about the Spirit is...
That annoys
they
you.
Can, yeah, it annoys me. They can be thoroughly outplayed and look terrible, and they can still win a game. Like, that is a pesky trait that good teams have, and I think part of that's the youth as well. They just don't think they're out of it. I don't have them repeating, but they could. Like, I'm not. I wouldn't be shocked if they did. And then player to watch... I think Trinity Rodman's an MVP candidate.
Yes, okay.
And then I don't know what they're going to do with Gabby Vincent, but I'd like to see it.
Yes.
I don't know if she's going to get somebody's spot in that starting rotation or not. She might. Maybe she should. But I think she's a really versatile player. I think Andre talked about this a couple of months back when they got her. She can kind of play anywhere, and they seemed excited to get her. So I'm hoping they're just trying to work her into the system, but I think she could take some people's spots if they are serious about playing her.
Yes. Okay. I was gonna say, it will be interesting to see, because a lot of them winning games or drawing at times is because people weren't finishing.
That too, yeah.
And so now that you got a bunch of people who are healthy who can finish, what does that look like when you play said teams and they can finish you?
I think so. Like, I agree. If North Carolina finishes their chances, it's, like I said, I think for most of that game they outplayed Washington, but again, they drew that game.
So that's
and to me, missed the penalty too. So
yeah, that was a good penalty.
I'm not sure if it was a penalty. Yeah, it was a bad take. But it's Davinia. I forgive her, you know, her indiscretions.
Okay. Kansas City.
Yeah. Kansas City Current, who dropped their new away kit today.
Yes.
And we will get into kits.
Eventually.
In a little bit. But I loved KC last year, so you know how I feel about Kansas City. I thought they had all the pieces, and they just couldn't overcome a bad start, and frankly, a coach who just wasn't right for that team. I think they threaten for the Shield. I don't know if they win it. Again, I think a lot of... They could. But...
That's going to come back to coaching. Really.
Coaching, and we don't know about that coach except his college record. And he did coach at Washington State, and it wasn't a good record. And it depends on Sam Lewis's health, right? We know Lynn Williams is out for the year. Which sucks because...
Her and Elise Bennett would have been fired.
So, I mean, that's a blow for them. Get well, Lynn, please. But yeah, if it's a healthy Sam Lewis pulling the strings in that midfield, they are a problem.
Yes.
Kristen Hamilton's underrated. I will die on that hill. I just think she's a damn good professional.
Yes.
And she's going to get you goals, and she's going to fight, and she's going to defend. Like, I just think she's a really good person to have on your team. The steadiness of Desiree Scott is...
Yes.
Indispensable. Like, she's just... She's steady. Like, she's good, but she's steady. That team has a really good... So I talk about balance, like, with the national team. That team is that to me, right? You have the right number of veterans, the right number of sort of those players in their peak, and then young players. And it's in all areas, right? I love that AD went home. And that precious little baby of hers. So, yeah, I think that's a really steady team. And they have a lot of pieces from last year, surprisingly. So they didn't tweak too much. They didn't blow it up. That team has money. They're getting all of the amenities in the next couple of years. They finally get to play in a not-baseball stadium. So, yeah, I think that's it. Player to watch / prediction. I think Elise Bennett, because I think people favor offense more than defense, has the inside track for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's my take on that one.
I guess okay. What other... Let me think. Because you're up here talking winded. Like, hello?
Sorry.
Let's see. I mean, other than all the stuff you said, yeah, missing Lynn Williams is a big deal. Yeah, it's going to come back to coach. It really is going to be coaching. As it was last year, if you coach correctly, they will be in competition to win. Sam Lewis must be healthy, though.
Yeah.
But if they had Lynn Williams, they would have won everything. Let's see, Chicago.
Okay. Chicago.
Chicago.
So I will say this. I was pleasantly surprised by Chicago in the Challenge Cup. That's a competitive squad. We don't know a lot, right? Because they ain't really talking to the media like that.
Yeah, they're not talking to media.
And Chicago people who've been in media from jump have been trying. And understandably so. There's a lot happening around that club that isn't resolved yet. The coach is a good coach, right? Like, he has a good track record. And he doesn't seem to be problematic, which right now is a win. Right. And the players seem to like him. And that's a system team. Like, that team clearly plays in a system. And that's how they're going to play this year. To me, this is one where as Malpeau goes, the team goes. Like,
basically.
The team is Malpeau, and she's not the only talented player. I think the Kowalski signing that we didn't know about until she showed up on the pitch was a good signing. I think she's good.
Yes.
I think Cook's a good rookie. Like, they have talent, and they have workers, right? Like, they've got the people who've been there, like the St. George's and Malazzo's and that, you know, and Aaron Wright and that crew that have been there and know what it's like to play like Chicago, quite frankly. Obviously, huge blow losing Tierna for the year.
Yes.
And Casey Krueger is out, and she will be out for the season. She's having a baby, if you don't know. Congratulations. It's for a really good reason. And somebody else is out as well and pregnant on that team, and I forgot who it is right now. So they're missing a few pieces. Clea Watt's likely out for the year, because she tore her ACL in the semifinal last year. So they're missing a lot of pieces that you would know, but Gautreaux had a resurgence last year, and I think she's a really good six. Yes. For that team. And Alyssa Mayer seems to be all better.
All better and very and better. And better, better and better, right? And faster. And
this is the best she's looked in a while. Yeah, I'm glad she took the season and just got well. And they got Yuki back, which I think matters immensely to that team. Right. Both for tactical reasons, but also just for culture reasons. Yes. That's a really good fit. I think those are big misses. I think at some point they'll regress to the mean, but that might not be late enough where they still make the playoffs. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. They have a system. You know how they're going to play. You know what they're going to get. I don't think they'll get blown out, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We'll see what they look like when qualifiers come, because I don't imagine Malpieu is off that squad. So, right. And Alyssa too, probably. So, we'll see what that looks like. But, yeah, players to watch. I mean, there's not a lot of delegates on that team. So, I guess by default, Mal.
Malpieu does it.
I mean, she's just on the pitch, a joy to watch. Like, she is, again, I will argue, she wasn't washed, she was hurt.
Yep. Now she's healed.
Yeah. So there's that. All right.
Portland.
Okay.
I'm going to go first so you don't be giving your little funky takes.
Go ahead.
So it's going to be interesting because they got people hurt. Then you're missing large swaths of your midfield and Crystal Dunn and Lindsey Horan. Additionally, what does the leg of Becky Sauerbrunn look like? Although she's probably healthier. Probably may very well appear this week. So it's gonna come back to what formation are they trying to run? This, because they played well together, they were able to run a 3-5-2 and switch back and forth as you should when you deploy that system. But Sophia Smith's gonna have to remain healthy.
Yeah. I mean, she was in protocol, so it wasn't an injury. But yeah, that is another team where, and I know they have Sinclair. I know they have Klingenberg and Sauerbrunn. That back line will be fine when Becky Sauerbrunn gets back, though I don't think they play a three at the back, because if I'm Becky Sauerbrunn, I'd be like, I'll be damned if I'm running that much. At this age. No, absolutely not. Sophia Smith clearly hit the next level, certainly for club. You could have arguments about country, though I think it's coming. This is the first team, though, where, and I said, for all of Chicago stuff, they've got players that fit that system. I think I agree with a lot of what you said. I'm just trying to figure out when it hits that they don't have Dunn, Horan, or Salem. Yeah, like, that's...
I mean, it's going to come back to the midfield issue.
What I'm saying. You're not replacing. Like, you don't have a generational player in the middle. And I love Rocky, but you don't.
Well, I mean, I think the issue is... So, because they're running...
And they've always had a generational
player. Well, this is why, even if Becky didn't want to be running like that, she might be, because when you play the 3-5-2 and you've been playing together as they have as players, you can flip back and forth on the back line and drop to 5-3, 5-3, 5-3.
Yeah, so they might have to.
They might end up doing that. Now, the issue is what happens when you play dynamic players like you played on Sunday, where you're playing a Kristen Press and Simone Charlie that can run all through your shit. So what happens when you don't have midfielding greatness of a Crystal Dunn? That gets exploited. And when your only for sure threat down the middle is Sophia Smith, what happens when she's not in the game?
I think on Sunday they just struggled to score. Like, they didn't have anybody who could step up and just be like, I'm going to go get a goal. I think they had one legitimate shot on goal really early. Right. I don't think it was actually a shot on goal.
I think that was
Dave's goal. Like, and Becky played, and I'm like, she just got here. And listen, when Janine Becky's on,
she's on. She's
great when she's on.
And she's not.
And I don't know if that was the piece they needed, right? Like, to me, I'm just thinking Portland's been here in this league since the beginning. They've always either had a brilliant six or a generational midfielder.
Yeah.
This is the first season I can think of where they don't have either. And that's no shade to Sagita. I think she'll actually score a lot. And she's a good player. But I think there's a learning curve in this league. I think playing against expansion teams helped. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, at some point, you are missing those three midfielders for however we feel about Horan, right? Like, ain't nobody coming off that bench or starting as any of them. And so, unless Crystal Dunn is planning to come back this season, which I don't think she is. I think that's going to catch up to them at some point. It might not matter in time.
Mm-hmm.
And Sophia Smith might be able to make up for that. But yeah, I'm like, they're not going to be able to play through the middle.
Yeah, that's
right?
Probably.
They're going to play out wide and over the top a lot.
Because even what's happened during the Challenge Cup, Sophia Smith has scored early, and then everything has lulled out.
Right.
Like, it's every team they played.
Right.
So,
and you're going to play better teams, right? Like,
right.
It's just, yeah. Yeah, I'm interested to see what their home opener looks like this Sunday, because it's Kansas City. And I'm like, that's opposites playing each other, right? Like,
yeah.
That's going to be interesting. And you're playing against the goalkeeper who played against most of the people on that, who played with the people on that team.
But don't y'all do the season stuff. And
she's
it's also,
and yeah.
For the game they beat the crap out of Angel City, they had played multiple games back-to-back. When then you play them rested, you got what happened Sunday.
Right,
so,
and again, with the caveat, we know Sugita and Smith were out.
Bro,
and that's clearly
right,
where
yeah.
the offense comes from, but that's
but,
a, like, you,
that's
can't
a problem.
Be where
they, can't, they can't be where
It's the same thing with Chicago. Like, where is your offense coming from? Like, you do
or,
have to score.
Or you can't have the lulls where you play San Diego, you were whipping them, and then they come back in the second half.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is a problem. So
I think there's going to be a lot of games like that for them. They probably will win or get a draw on most of those. But yeah, I do think there's going to be some of that for them. And I think that's a lot on Sophia Smith. But hey, you just signed a 3-year contract, sis. So
hey,
hopefully they're paying you like you the person.
And so that's
person.
Why you're the, that's why she's the player to watch.
Yeah.
Along with also,
yeah.
I say, Yasmine Ryan.
Yeah, let's see if she gets enough playing time where she can take that leap.
She
year.
Should.
Because I think she's a good player.
She should. Or she can
and that
like
might
beaches.
Be their answer, right? So we'll see. We'll see.
Or she can like beaches because we can.
Oh my.
Actually, let's talk about the beaches.
Okay, yes, let's. You can start. It's your team. Angel City Football Club's inaugural season. Go.
Don't do that. Why? Don't be. You need to be excited.
All right.
So I think the biggest thing, this is hard. They're hard to read because they were literally hurt.
Yes.
And like, can y'all get out of my inboxes asking questions? Breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. So, like, literally, because they have a smaller roster for whatever reason that we probably will find out over the course of the year, and then half the roster's hurt. And then to a point, Frey even pointed out in the press conference that she had to play players longer than she intended to because
yeah,
people are hurt.
She did. She did say that.
So she had to protect people's health. Part of the issue is they effectively, I think because they had a smaller roster, as I could see on the field, you had multiple players playing multiple positions. So what happens when you lose five players that in theory are probably the first and second string for multiple positions, particularly along
yes.
your back line and midfield, then you get what you saw for swaps of the Challenge Cup. And so
yes.
it looks like in the last two games, because they had that 2-week break, and she pointed that out again,
mm-hmm.
they were able to actually practice. We're going to talk about
correct.
The City Cup schedule. But they actually had time to practice.
Yeah.
They were able to readjust their system and fix
yeah.
things that it looked better. But, you know.
Absolutely. And they played their two best games the last two games.
Yeah, they played
like
two, yeah.
They were definitely rested and had clearly been able to correct things. And that defense was actually really sound.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't. That was just
it's
a good goal to win the OL game. And then.
It's not a,
that
it's
defense,
not a defense.
Was,
it's
yeah,
not the defense.
It's not the defense. So I.
It's not
I think
the, it's
for
not
me,
the forward line.
To me, Angel City is Injury FC Part 1. Injury FC Part 2, we will talk about in a little bit. So for me, the good news for them is one, it seems like their injuries are out the way early.
Yes.
Two, broadcasters lied to you. Sarah Gordon's not out for the year.
Yeah, she has a partially
and
torn ACL.
She is super important to whatever they're trying to do, right?
Yes.
And so I'm really interested to see what it looks like when she's ready.
Yes.
And so I think in that regard, your ceiling is higher and maybe delayed, right? Like, you do not have your full complement of players. I'm really interested to see what this all looks like when people are healthy.
Yes.
Particularly those midfielders, because clearly it's moving through that midfield. And
yes.
then I will say the front line of Indo Press and Charlie just brings me joy. Like, I'm
yes.
ready for that. I'm ready
although
for the goals.
In the although I will say in the meantime, if whatever's happening is not healthy, just put Indo in the midfield. But
I mean, you can as well, but I think also then you lose, like, I like Tyler Lucy a lot, but that's not the same thing either. So, like, I think she's really trying to figure out how to band-aid it all together until they get people back. But that front line is going to score a lot. Like that.
That's going to be a problem. Yeah. Fun.
Because Simone Charlie is, I guess we can talk about that. For me, I think Angel City, if they snuck sixth place, it wouldn't shock me because I think the first half of the season is going to be rough for them just in terms of trying to hold it together till you get all the pieces back. More like just getting the pieces back and when they come. And by pieces, I definitely mean Sarah Gordon.
Yes.
But y'all terrify me next year.
Oh, yeah. Like, and then they'll have the depth.
They'll have the depth.
And again, this is, if Angel City's not an example of soccer, it's not like basketball where you can just throw random people out there and go play. Yeah. Soccer, you got to communicate. They're learning. And Kristen Press talked about this in some of her press conferences. They got to learn how to play with each other. And so there's learning that, learning the system, and then trying to execute it on top of multiple people being hurt. So, they will evolve over the course of the season. It's going to be interesting to see where they go. Even pulling together the last two games, I'm like, against Portland and OL? Okay, y'all, I see y'all.
They showed out against the two best teams. Like, I thought they played their two best games. So, it'll be interesting. I definitely think they're an expansion team and it'll be growing pains, but I do think they'll be the better expansion team.
Yes.
At least on the pitch. However y'all feel off the pitch, I don't really know. Because all your...
Who are the players to watch?
I have Charlie. And so my prediction is Charlie also makes the first or second best 11 and is the best aerial threat in the league.
Yes.
By the end of the season.
I gotta take screenshots of her. Her vertical is fucking insane.
It's ridiculous, and you have two of the best assist people on that front line with you to get the ball to her. So I think she will probably have the most goals. And I think Press and Endo will be up there for assists. And then whoever's in that midfield pulling the trigger as well, just because Simone Charlie's going to finish those chances. I do. And again, takes are simmering. We'll get to them in a couple weeks. all right.
Gotham. Oh, Gotham. Gotham.
I don't know. What they could be and what they will be feel like two very different things to me. I don't quite know what Parkinson's doing.
Yeah.
So I will caveat, I never thought I'd say this in 2022. They really miss Ali Long.
Yes, they do.
They miss that person at the six. Now Ali Long plays wild sometimes, she will get you some yellow cards. And she's probably going to miss some games anyway, but just for accumulation. But, like, they miss a veteran in that spot who can still move.
But wouldn't you solve that with Jennifer Cujo?
It would certainly help.
But we refuse to put her in the six.
But at least try it, yeah? And I'm not sure what that is. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm not in practice, so I don't know. But you need somebody who can at least emulate Ali Long, right? And again, 2022. And for those who don't know, Ali Long is out pregnant with twins, actually.
Yes.
So congratulations to her. But yeah, I think that's a piece of it. That front line, I think, will figure it out. Yes. And adding Christy Mewis in there, I think they're going to have to score a lot.
Yes.
And I don't think that force field that they had last year is going to be there this year.
Yes. Because the other thing you learned during the Challenge Cup, if you didn't know, if you never goalkeeped and played defense, is communication is key in King. And they have
two new goalkeepers.
Yes.
And or the communication, a new one and a returning one, yeah.
Yeah. And the communication ain't there. And then the rotation of how we're playing players. I think he finally realized Estelle and Mandy are your center back pairing.
Right. I think he didn't start, like, several people together. There was a lot of different lineups for him.
Yes. So, I don't know. Maybe we don't even... Yeah. So, we don't even know what Gotham may Gotham until Gotham's in the regular season.
I just don't quite know, right? And I think because people like... I want the football to match how people feel about them. And I don't know what it's going to look like this year. But I think they'll be competitive. Like, I think they'll be in the conversation. And truthfully, I think there's four teams fighting for two spots at this point.
Yes.
And so that should be fun. That'll make the season worth enjoying. My player to watch, I still think Ify has another gear.
Yes.
I think she's got another level in her. So I'm interested to see if this is the year she's going to hit it. I think it might be just because she feels she's settled with Nigeria now, and I think she's in that groove. And so I think she and Midge, once they get going, it'll be cooking.
Well, that's why I think it's going to be Midge, because Midge, keep in mind, was MVP until she got hurt for Swath this season. So I actually think, and then, I mean, barring we don't have Midge playing out of position and all over the goddamn place, I think she,
could be Midge. I think that front line is hers now, right? I do think that'll be interesting to see. Like, she's the unquestioned leader now. Like, that's going to be interesting. So I think Gotham can. I just don't know if they will. That's pretty much my take on Gotham.
Okay.
Rossing?
Yeah, Racing. Rossing. Rossing. The Rossing. Girl,
if only they had kept Sydney Cummings.
Yeah, like, defensively, what the fuck? Like, you literally drafted two phenomenal players.
And you cut Sydney Cummings, and then she balled out in CONCACAF. When you need defenders. Like, that team needs three other people besides Emily Fox. She can't play all four positions.
Yeah, and Jalen Howell cannot be center back, so I don't know what's going on. And Addison Merritt can't be running for her life back there.
Right, Addison Merritt is healthy and is pretty decent, but she's going to get overrun because that line's unbalanced.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You can't have Emily Fox, Addison and Merritt, and then Jalen Howell running back.
Right.
When Jessica McDonald has to go defend, we got problems, so... Why did you... Because every time I look at Sydney play, I'm like...
I don't understand how she's not in the league. But that's...
When you look at Jalen Howell, sometimes at the rotations, I'm like, it's like they had preconceived notions of team they had. Right. And then they just brought in players. And it's like, then don't draft them. Don't bring them in. What you doing?
Yeah, I don't know if their scouting was spot on. I think the people they drafted last year are actually decent, right? Like, yeah. But again, that they've had a year in the system. It feels almost like a redo a bit for them. Like, they could have done it this way last year, and it probably would make this year a lot better. They could threaten for a playoff spot. I think they'll give games to the good teams. They have good pieces. I just don't know what the whole of that is, but they'll compete.
Play Ebony Salmon.
I would play Ebony Salmon for, I don't know if she's got a knocker or what's going on. I still think one of the best offseason moves was them getting J-Mac. I just think she makes them better.
Yes.
And I think she's a vet, like she, for a myriad of reasons, that was an incredibly smart move. And I think it will pay dividends. I think they'll be better than they were last year. I'm interested to see what this team looks like during the Euros, because they're going to lose some pieces. I'm just keeping it real. Like, all of their international spots are European players. They're gonna lose pieces, and they are not deep enough to look for so many pieces.
Did you cut your rookies? But yeah.
That too. And then I'm also interested. I don't know if Jalen House is a six, y'all.
I don't think she is. She probably is an eight.
I think she's an eight.
But she can serve as a six.
Yeah.
She can be a six in a double pivot. Does she like beaches?
Even on the national team. She just signed a contract for him. What was I going to say? But they play her as a six on the national team, too.
And I'm like, why? Just play player as eight.
She's an eight, I feel.
And she did it at Florida State.
I think she's an eight. And I think this is going to be interesting because, again, she can play the six. But I'm of the mindset just because a player can play somewhere doesn't mean they have to play. They should play where they're best.
And so here is similar to on this team and the national team. If she is the better eight and she can put somebody that you like out of position, play her ass.
Right.
That's how it's supposed to be.
So
if y'all ain't gonna play her correctly, let her go to another team. Like,
yeah, I'm not. That's really I'm not is. Sure. I'm also interested to see how much playing time Ebony Salmon actually gets. And yes. Then they have Shania Gordon. Right. I think this is a development year for her, but maybe they ease her in toward the end. And my prediction is, player to watch is to me still J-Mac. And I think she gets at least 10 goals.
Yeah, probably. Yes.
Yeah.
Easily. Probably a lot of assists.
Yes, that's.
And she's gonna have to be all over the pitch.
Yeah. So it's gonna be a good year for J-Mac. Okay. All right,
Houston.
You tell me what Houston's doing, because I don't know. So first of all, before we evaluate Houston, the news broke late yesterday that the league, and I think there's a joint investigation body that's been doing this since October, which is their job, is league-wide, sent a report to the Houston Dash, who then suspended James Clarkson until further notice. So he's not their coach right now. And we don't have any more information. All of this news is pretty raw. For some people, there have been rumblings, but I don't think there was anything concrete until yesterday. The players seemed very shocked. Like, they found out when we found out, basically. And even before that, I'm just never sure what Houston's trying to do. Like, tactically, I'm just never sure who they are.
I'm never sure who they are.
And they lost a lot of pieces. Like, they've lost some pieces.
I don't know what's going on.
Obviously, notably, Christy Nealis. Yes. Been with them since she left Kansas City, and they lost some pieces on defense. I totally forgot Abby Dahl Kemper played for Houston last year, fam. just remember that. But they did get Maria Sanchez.
Yes.
And I think she and Carolyn are horrifying. they're just here to embarrass people. It seems to be all they're here to do.
Maria Sanchez may save them quite a lot and do all kind of crazy stuff, heroics.
Yeah.
But they are playing in Houston, and it's going to be hotter than hell. So, ooh, it's going to be interesting.
Actually, and I just don't know what their identity is.
But they might end up with an identity if they get a coach.
They might rally, right? Like, kind of like the Spirit did, right? Like, you just rally. So, yeah, I don't have a ton of analysis on Houston because I don't know if they counterattack and I don't know if they're trying to play out the back, through the middle. Like, I don't know.
We all know. And he's flipping and flopping. And this is why they're losing games and then drawing games and then beating the shit out of people. It's really crazy.
Because they have the offense to counterattack, but not the defense. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
The player to watch, Nichelle Prince. And the adjacent sister, Maria Sanchez.
Yes. I think Nichelle Prince also still has another level and will likely hit it this year. So that front line will be fun, if nothing else. Okay. Rounding out, we promise. Next team up is Wabe.
Yes.
Okay. So, good things. I think that defense is solid because Casey Stoney is the coach, and she's always going to go defense first. I know because she did it at Manchester.
United.
They have Naomi Girma, and that will win them games, or it will at least get them points. To me, she's the other Rookie of the Year candidate, though people don't tend to choose defenders.
But she will defend by herself.
That's not her fault. If you let her play six, never mind.
That's a six.
I have a lot of thoughts. You could flip a lot of people on that team. Tegan McGrady's there. Also helpful. I think Abby Dahl Kemper's still good. I don't think she's 2019 Abby Dahl Kemper. And I don't know what that looks like yet. They have a back line that can pass over a midfield to their front line. So it's going to be a lot of direct football. I think I said this on Twitter. San Diego reminds me a lot of what Orlando was the first half of last year.
Yes.
With better defenders. But, like, they remind me of that. That very direct football when you've got people who can ball up front and get goals. And they're going to try to sneak all their points early in the season. But.
You need a midfield.
In this league, you gotta have a midfield.
And
I know I'm beating a dead horse for people, but, like, name me a team in this league who's won the championship without a midfield.
I would have won. You gotta have one.
Who's won the Shield without one?
Because when you play really, really good teams, they can shut your lanes down. And so there's none of this passing over the midfield. And if your midfield can't midfield and the other team can go through your midfield,
right,
then you just getting whooped.
And I don't think they don't have a generational midfielder, but I think they have enough pieces if she would just move people around. Yes, and I think this was my frustration with her at United, right? Right player is wrong position, right? Yeah. Like, God bless her. And she might be a little dirty because didn't she get King? Didn't she get Ciara? Is that who injured Ciara? Was it Turbo?
I don't know.
Okay.
It might have been.
I might explain a lot of things, actually.
I think it was Westfall. It was Westfall.
Okay, it was Westfall. Oh, no, it was Westfall. You're right. I don't want to put down somebody that doesn't deserve it. some other commentators could learn from that. what does it say? Bless her heart. Kelsey Turnbull ain't a midfielder. Like,
no, she's not.
That's just not her ministry. She'll do it.
But don't do it.
But that's not her ministry. And I don't think you're setting her up to be her best self. Like, I just don't. And I honestly think, and it's interesting because Stoney praised not just Amira Ali's one-on-one ability, but her vision. I'm like, homie, if you would just flop, if you would swap Turnbow and Ali, your life would be easier.
Yep.
Like, Amira Ali is a better 10. Kelsey Turnbow is a striker. Like, she's a forward. That's all she knows. Like, please save her from herself. So yeah, I think if you, and I think it's going to be interesting because outside of Amira Ali, that front line's not young.
Yeah.
And you got to do it the whole season. And that's direct football. And that's a lot of running.
Yeah.
All year
and then
long.
That means at the same time, you have to make sure Naomi Grummer is going to have to not be exhausted from running.
And Naomi Grummer is likely going to be gone for a month. Abby Dahlkemper's like, or not a month, but 2 weeks. Like, you're going to lose Dahlkemper and Grummer. You're going to lose Jakobsen for a month, and that's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Because she's going to Europe. So, unless she's hurt. And if she's hurt, she's going to be gone anyway. So, you're losing Jakobsen, who to me is the best person on that front line right now. So, you're losing pieces that I'm like, oh, it's going to be a rough month. Like, that month might be the break month for them. So, yeah. Having said that, player to watch for me is Amira Ali. I said it with my chest on Twitter. I see a lot of Margaret Purse in that girl.
Yep.
I see a lot of Mitch Purse in her, and that's a compliment. Yes. She's a damn good 1v1 player, and she's got good vision, Casey's right. And she gonna shoot. Amira Ali gonna shoot. And you need people who gonna shoot. So, yeah, that's my take. If she can swap some people around, honestly, I think San Diego moves up this list a couple of spots. I'm still not putting them in the playoffs or anything. But,
right. Yeah, because that midfield issue is a problem.
It's a problem, and it's a problem for teams that don't have midfields. All right.
And then wrapping it on up with Orlando. Ooh, Lord.
Injury FC Part 2. Orlando Pride.
And they're rebuilding.
So yes, they're super honest. They're like, hey, this is a rebuild. They clearly lost a lot of their veterans and people that you've associated with that club for a long, since its existence, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost Marta for the season.
Yes.
Which is a huge blow because it's Marta. There's only one Marta.
Yes.
And Sid LaRue's been out most of the Challenge Cup with a knee. Something, leg, knee, something.
Achilles.
I think she's back to training now. So yes. I'm not sure when she will come back to the team, but those are all really big misses.
And they're listing their starting goalkeeper.
Yeah, right.
And
like
Aaron McLeod.
Yeah, they just lost so many pieces. And then of course official didn't come, right? Like I think they were kind of banking on that too. Okay. I do think Amanda Cromwell has a plan.
Yes.
It's probably a 3-year plan, but she has a plan. I think they made some good, like, under-the-radar draft picks, got some good pieces from other teams. They got a lot of good pros. You know what I mean? Like, people who ain't going to be scared to play anybody. They've done it all, seen it all kind of thing. They've got a Darian Jenkins, and they've got a Tony Presley, and they've got an Erica Timmerick. Like, they've got those kind of players, and a couple of others there. And they got some decent young talent. On that squad too, but yeah, it's gonna be a rough year for y'all, Orlando fans. I don't know what to tell you.
Like, yeah, it's gonna be rough.
It gets better. It gets better.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
I think they'll be slightly better next year. Year three, though, if Orlando fans, if you can hold on,
you'll be.
I think by year three, it's gonna be special.
I mean, I think they could be better next year because at least the young ones will play.
I don't think you could be much worse.
But I think they'll be better. They will get teams similar to, like, them drawing people. They will get teams that ain't got their stuff together.
Yes.
That ain't got midfields.
Yes.
Or do things that Darian Jenkins can't outscore on you, then that's going to be a problem.
Exactly. That could turn all slightly if they can convince Deanne Rose to come.
Yeah. If y'all can convince her to come play in Florida.
Woo. I mean, she went to school in Florida, so I do think there's a possibility there. I don't know when that'll be. But
you have to beg and
pay her. Orlando got more money than people think they could pay.
Right, yeah, pay Deanne Rose.
But pay her. She's worth it. For me, player to watch, this is going to be Darian Jenkins' year.
Yeah.
I think this is the best year she has.
Yeah. And if she balls out, the question like you had here, does she stay?
I think she does because it's Amanda.
Yeah,
she's a Bruin, right? So I do think she stays. And I think Amanda's very smart in that she went to go get a lot of her former players because she knows it's not a learning curve, right? Right. So I do think she stays. I think the people that are there will be loyal. Mm-hmm. And are willing to buy in on the rebuild. But I think in like 5 years, Orlando is going to be a perennial playoff team. Like, I do. I think Amanda Cromwell is a good coach. And so I think it'll get done. And Michelle Akers is there, and I think Michelle Akers is the shit. So, but yeah, that's our rundown.
Yes. So it's time for the reading room. As my computer making.
Lord. We're going to have to do this every week.
All right. No, we're not. No. Well, so this is going to be quick because we're going to be brief.
Yeah.
All right. So the Challenge Cup. Again, for the third
week in a row. Challenge Cup schedule, yeah.
Why are y'all like this? Why were you not better planned?
Why are you?
Listen, if you're a coach listening, if you're a player listening, if you work at the NWCL situation, please fix how the Challenge Cup is structured. So that people aren't getting hurt. So that the preseason is the preseason.
Tournament. I'm going to blame the league solely on this one. Because players and coaches seem just as confused as us. And honestly, front office as a team seem mad confused too. None of this makes sense for the game of football. Like, it doesn't make footballing or soccer sense at all. And I think truly the icing on top is that our new commissioner is going to be at Audi, even though her two teams can't play at Audi. Like, that. And again, a lot of this stuff she's inheriting, but, like, that's not a great look.
Yeah, fix it. Fix it.
And you could have made other choices. You could have changed times. You could have done.
Right.
You can make the games later in the season. They ain't got to play them this week.
Right.
Play them during a break. Do something. Like, you don't have to do it right now. I don't know why the insistence on doing, I guess. Is it the CBS? Like, do they have big CBS at some point for the Challenge
Cup final? And even then, from my understanding, it's not even like that. Like, you can tell CBS when. So this is back to the league. Again, y'all got to act like soccer. Stop trying to make soccer, basketball, hockey, other things.
Yeah.
Like, and soccer. Be logical.
Yeah. And I said this. Yeah. I said that today, and I said this in somewhere else, too. But I'm like, you can be both. And I know people get on the brand thing, but, like, you can be a brand entity, whatever, and be a really good soccer league, but you have to have a balance of people, and NWSL does not have enough soccer people in it.
Yeah, and they need to fix that, because this nonsense, like, what are you doing? And your preseason need to be preseason, because your stars need to be healthy to put booties in the seats.
Right.
And so you have quality product.
Right, you've already lost players, many big names.
Players aren't exhausted.
It's just not a good idea. If you're going to do it, it can't be the preseason.
Yeah, don't do it. Just, like, stop.
Just let the preseason be the preseason. Like, it's too much now. Like, it's too much, and what's the point? I know there's money tied to it. Then do it like the Commissioner's Cup. Do something else. But whatever this is can't happen next year. Like, it can't be this. Because if I was a coach, I'd be like, we're not playing.
Yeah,
we're going to forfeit. Straight up. Okay, for what y'all going to do? Punish me for the regular season? Because that's not fair if it's a preseason tournament. So, nobody knows what's happening. It's all nonsense. And the only thing that worked out is, I would argue, the four best teams made it. That's it. And that wasn't anything they did. That just happened to work out because Portland shit the bed, essentially. So, it's dumb. Yes. I don't know why we're doing this. Figure it out.
So, the next is kit rules. I don't know why.
Why do we have to have white kits?
Yeah, why? Y'all need to fix that.
What other league in the world makes their teams wear white kits, fam?
Yeah. So Kansas City dropped a kit, and apparently they wanted teal, but they had to do the white with the teal, and they had to have white shorts.
You know how fire a teal kit would be?
Just getting them to teal, like, this is stupid. Like, y'all
It's teal rising, not white with teal accents rising.
This is what I'm saying. Y'all want to make money. Y'all want to be brand. Like, be logical. You want to sell kits? Make them available. Nike. Yeah. But also, just don't do illogical stuff. Like, you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Do better. Be better. Let's stop. And then.
Yeah. And so, I think it hinders teams' marketability. And teams want to do it. It's the league. And it's, I guess, they want to mirror MLS. I'm like, this probably ain't the time to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, be different. Be better. Do better.
Yeah. So, yeah. But
the next... Wait. The disco, the reffing. Pay the refs, but disco, if you exist... Again. if you're going to send cards, send for everybody. But then also, like, what, I don't know, man. I don't know what to say.
I mean, on a grainy replay that probably came from somebody's phone or 1985 camera, Bethany Bosser died on.
Right. And so, are we going to call our red cards?
Right.
Don't we make exceptions for teams?
And that was wild because the next day, Berger from Chelsea got a straight red for something fairly similar.
Yes.
And she should have, right? And that's my team, by the way. But, like, I was like, dang, from what I've seen of the footage, that looks real similar to what Kaylin Sheridan did to Bethany Bosser.
Yes. So,
why and it was less violent. The Chelsea one was less violent.
Or even in that game. Oh, yeah. How are you not giving people... So, not only that game, but the Angel City, too. If players need to get red carded, they need to get red carded. So, if they accumulated the yellows, and the games didn't matter. They accumulate the yellows, you got to take them out. So, Turnbull should have been gone. Don't be making up lies about people spitting. Because clearly, Jess Fishlock didn't spit on nobody. I don't know what
you're talking about. And the person who said it on the broadcast, I ain't said a word of an apology.
Yeah, you need to apologize to her because that clearly didn't look like it. She was letting it be known. Don't be trying to superplex me.
Jess Fishlock is a consummate professional.
Right.
Like, she definitely toes the line. She is a Hall of Famer, a CONCACAF shithousery. Like, all that stuff is true, but she's never been that.
She's never been that. So don't make assumptions like that.
Yeah, don't make
but
that.
But then,
up,
too.
Yeah.
But also, Turnbull should have been ready to own out the game. And then the refusal to do it, I mean, people could potentially get hurt. Same thing with the Angel City game. Rocky Rodriguez was riding the fine line. Where it was like, and I'm staring at it like, not even beyond the pen, she had a couple other things where it's like, you
gotta
hit
her. She probably could have gotten a second yellow in that game, and I'd have been like, yeah, that's justified. The one that she got the foul call on was not a foul. I will give her that. She was innocent on that one, but she had a rough game.
She had a rough game.
And it's just... I think the NWSL just needs to pay people in general.
That's a good segue too.
Part of why the Disco might not be able to get involved in the Wave OL Rain game is because they didn't see the first 20 minutes, and neither did we.
Yeah, and nobody knows where it is.
There's no replay of the game on Paramount Plus because the league is trying to expunge all existence of their fuck up. One, you messed up because you did not give Kaylin Sheridan a red. We love Kaylin Sheridan. That was a red card. It would have meant she was out for their first game. Because a direct red card means you get suspended for the regular season. If you had accumulated a red card, it would not. So she would have been suspended for the first game. And she should be suspended for the first game. That was, like, she did bend, I think, if there's another angle, still grainy. Where she kind of starts to bend her knee, but I'm like, she still took out a player who didn't have the ball at her feet.
Yeah.
In any way, shape, or form. And Boston had to come out of that game.
Yeah.
Luckily, she's back training, so we think she's good. But, like, that was brutal. And then Ali Watt scored her first NWSL goal. And we didn't see it. And it wasn't really an acknowledgement. And she didn't know we didn't see it till the press conference.
Yep.
And, oh, by the way, she got called for a handball when the ball hit her in the face.
Whoop.
To the point where she told, and she said this story, I'm sure she'll get fined. But she was like, I went to the ref, and they were like, handball. She's like, do you want to see the spot on my face where the ball hit me?
Right.
And she said at halftime, like, she couldn't chew her gummy bears. I love that. Yo, her energy is one of my favorite
things. Yeah, but it was like, yo, I was like, what handball? It hit her in the head. It hit her in the face.
Everybody on earth saw it except the ref. That was one of those, somebody told the league, hey, the first 20 minutes of the game don't exist. And they was like, ooh, we need an Alex Morgan goal. Call the penalty. That's what that felt like.
That's not her second goal. That shouldn't
people,
happen, though.
Let her score so the people forget we messed up. That's what that felt like.
That's like the second time this happened where she's got a goal that wasn't a goal.
The league said, listen. Hurry up before they realize we don't know what we're doing.
But yeah, if we're at a point, NWSL, you can't have this stuff. You got to pay CBS to do your broadcast. Even at the Angel City game that I watched on Sunday, I was looking forward to be able to, because I was sitting behind a bench, so I could see things and hear things. Mm-hmm. Cool. But I wanted to see stuff higher that I couldn't see because the broadcast is kind of shitty. It's
just not great. And that's consistent across last year.
We had another
the Challenge Cup. Not most of the games have been not well lit. like,
yeah, and we had another game where we had the glare and then we had the glitch and it was coming in and out, and then
one of them looked like a VHS tape, a couple of them looked like that. You had one that was like wide and round.
Yeah, the people were like, it's on Twitch, it's not right. And then you were like, well, it's not right here too. Like, no, man. And you're trying to grow the league.
And yeah, and everybody's communicating, trying to figure out what's happening.
And then you're trying to show them this shitty shit on CBS.
Yeah, I'm like, And y'all want games on big CBS. I'm just like, I don't feel like y'all ready for all that.
So just y'all play
punching,
CBS.
Punching above your weight class there.
Just play, use that crypto to play for CBS. There we go. I said what I said.
Listen, whatever it takes at this point, because, but do something. Pay somebody something. Pay
be better,
people
do better.
To be on your staff, too, because I saw those job openings and I saw that salary. Ooh. In New York.
Yeah.
And that ain't it either. So, hey, Commiss, you got some work to do.
You got some work to do, girl.
Yes.
But let's get into it. Let's get into some hits and riffs. All right. Who's going first? Me.
Okay.
All right. So, OutKast, the anniversary of their first debut album.
Wow.
Was out here in the streets. Wow. And so, Ain't No Thing.
Wow.
Is my turn up.
Okay.
By the OutKast. Because OutKast, people, like I said this before. I've probably had this before on Hits and Riffs. I don't care. You're going to hear it again. Because OutKast, people think they, hey, y'all. In reality, it's Ain't No Thing. They some hood individuals. I was about to say something else, but I brought it back. My other one.
Okay.
Was Players Ball Reprise. Because that's a nice slow situation. That you be riding your car. You be out here in the street. So. Okay. What's your yesterday?
All right. My yesterday turn up is Miss Fat Booty.
Wow.
By the artist formerly known as Mos Def. Now Yasin Bey.
Yes.
That's a forever bop there.
Yeah.
That's a legendary. Like, that's still, that one holds up.
I
obviously just played it this week. And I was like, dang, this would go today.
Well, I mean, the whole album's fire.
Yeah. All right. Obviously. I mean, Yasin Mos is one of the goats. So, yes, absolutely. And he's a very good actor.
And him by himself in Black Star, it was phenomenal. I'm sorry.
I love Black Star to live and not. Don't say that.
I told you. I said, him by himself in Black Star is phenomenal.
Okay. And then my slow jam is a cover, though the original is also very good. Is Don't Speak by Lila James. So she covered Don't Speak by No Doubt. It's a little more
Don't Speak.
It's a little more soulful. It's really nice. It's got a nice soul break in it. But listen to both versions. Tragic Kingdom is all time. Like, oof, that one. That's one of the best
albums
several.
Of my lifetime. I used to know all the bass lines.
Oh yeah, I could still sing Tragic Kingdom right now.
I can still play the bass guitar.
Oh yeah.
Bass lines.
Seminal album of my youth. I forgive Gwen Stefani a lot because that album was good.
Yes.
Not everything, but a lot.
All right. Focus. Okay, so today, I got Too On by Tinashe featuring Schoolboy Q.
Okay.
I like the beat. Don't do that.
I wasn't a judgment.
But that's one of my favorite joints. Oh, and then they dropped the video for this finally. I don't think I ever did this one. So I love Snow the Product and I like Ludacris. So the song they got with Drummer Boy, I Said What I Said. The video is cool, but I like Snow's verse the best on that. And Snow, if you're listening, please come on the pod. You soccer fan. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That's my people.
Definitely come on. All right. Mine is... All right. Turn up. I got a few go-to songs when I'm angry.
Okay.
And one of them is Mad City by Kendrick Lamar. Because I just want to...
Jesus.
Sorry, it's very loud. I'm so sorry to the audience. Turn your radio down for that part. But yeah, like, that's just a really good get my aggression out song. And then my slow jam is Good Morning Gorgeous, Mary J. Blige featuring her.
Okay.
Be in your feelings. You know what I mean? It's about loving yourself, though. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I got. All right.
Well, that's it. So. We gonna get into some raves of the week. We gonna rant, because y'all ain't gonna
do
raves. So, who's the first rave?
First rave, we want to scream and shout out from the bottom of our hearts, happy retirement to Anita Asante, one of the delegate GOATs.
Yep.
Has mattered so much to Black players in women's soccer.
Yep.
A legend, has won a whole lot of things. She owes this game nothing. And I hope she gets to do whatever the hell she wants in retirement.
You do your thing, queen. Do your thing.
Yes.
Do your
exactly. Thing. Exactly. So, shout out to her. She's going on her term. So,
yeah.
The game will miss her. But, again, she owes it nothing. I just want to talk about that murder Ja Morant.
Yeah, that was...
committed last night. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I like Ja Morant. I like him a lot. He's fun.
I wish
fun.
We could draft him. He's real fun. He's Yo, that was fun. Legit. Like, I was like, did he touch his shoulder? But he did it. He cleared him. And
yeah,
dunked.
He really did.
And homeboy, he wasn't set. So I will say, as a basketball player, if you ain't set like that, you just gotta just move out the way so you don't be a poster.
Well, and homeboy, he broke that play down, and he said that. He was like, they tried to get him, he beat the screen, and then he saw that there was a guard trying to draw the foul, and he's like, I can get over him. And put his crotch in that man's face. But that's fine.
Yeah, and he cleared him. And that's a poster. If you want a poster dunk,
oh,
that
absolutely.
Was it, though.
That was a poster.
That was a dunk of the year, easy.
Also, shout out to the TNT crew for that basket for the Brooklyn Nets.
That
was so good. That was quality content. Please let them cover at least one national team game, please.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. They'd be like, what is that?
I know they don't know what they talk about, but like, I just need the comedy.
They'd be like, why is she getting cooked up?
Charles will absolutely say it just like that. I don't know a lot, but I know she ain't good. that's gonna be how that goes for 90 minutes, and I need that in my life. I really do. But yeah, so that was shout out to the Nets for getting swept. That was funny.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
Get vaccinated, guys.
This man talk about something we ain't have time to gel.
Please get vaccinated.
I don't understand how a human being could be that underwear.
You want to know how you need to get vaccinated? You need to get vaccinated so that you don't get swept in some playoffs.
So, yeah. James Harden was smart. James Harden got out.
Dang.
Now, Doc mess around and get loses after what, being up
hold on, hold on, hold on. Wait, hold on. Don't do that.
My fault.
But... and lastly, Crystal Dunn
is currently commentating the charity game between with the Thorns and Timbers. They're doing co-ed teams. You can see the rosters and stuff online. There is no contact, so I guess it's just a practice. But yeah, she's doing commentary. And again, Crystal Dunn can literally do whatever she wants. So
yep, because she's queen.
I'm here for Crystal Dunn commentator. So shout out to her. That's all I've got. All
right, so then let's get our shout-outs in. So, Talk Squad, Tall Pod, Diaspora United.
Tallest Pod, yes. Who dropped it up today, so go listen.
Yeah, magically, mystically dropped out the blue. And then our Two Cents family. So, Can I Kick It with Yogi?
Yes. Shout-out to Yogi.
For the culture.
For the culture, all y'all. Yeah, listen.
Listen. 50 billion people.
And y'all know who y'all are. That's fine.
I was allegedly supposed to be recording it. And then also Kaya Esquire.
Yes.
And then 2 Cents, Amobi, Lord L, Yoda
absolutely.
L.
Absolutely. And keep your eye out. 2 Cents got some fire stuff coming. So.
Yep. And then also Nubia and Georgia Shea Butter Street Team and others who are part of the Shea Butter Street Team. Shout out to y'all. And
let me just say this real quick. We will always have Nubia's back.
Yes.
I just need to say that.
Let that be known. And that said for why we had to say it.
Yeah.
So then also, you know, we got some things coming up. So we're going to have some, we're going to do some partnerships. So, one of my homies, DJ Adage, she got a Twitch stream. She might be a Shea Butter DJ in the future.
Maybe.
So, she got a Twitch stream. You heard it in the drop on this episode, but Thursday, April 28th,
yes.
Her, as a part of the Ladies of Sound LA, got a Twitch stream on their channel at 8 p.m., so check it out. To check her out and a bunch of other phenomenal women DJs.
Please. Yes.
Yeah.
Support.
She's a black DJ who be out here in the streets. So exactly. You're going to hear more. You'll learn more about her and quite a few others over the course of time. because we have things on the way. But also, we gonna be out in the streets.
Yeah, we'll see each other. We're recording today. We'll see each other tomorrow.
Yes, all weekend. Because we're going to the Angel City FC.
We're going
to
be out here, apparently.
We're going to be in the streets. We're going to be out here kissing babies.
We're going to be outside.
Shaking hands. We're going to be outside. Well, you might get sprayed with Lysol if you get too close. Yeah. But we're going to be out here. So come say hi. We'll be in the Shea Butter shirts.
And I've never been to the bank or anything. Like, so I'm excited. I've heard nothing, but like, it's a really good atmosphere. And
yes,
people are like, again, people have all sorts of opinions, but more than anything, I am genuinely happy for all the homies in LA who finally get a team and who are so, so, so excited to have football in their backyard. And the same with San Diego. Like, let people enjoy their teams. All teams are problematic. And just because your team ain't loud about it.
Okay.
Just read, let people episode. Enjoy their teams playing their first home games. Like, we'll get to the rest of the stuff later. Okay.
So make it do what it do. See you and all your crew out here in these streets. You can say hey, all that. So, with that said, what are we going to do? We're going to stay hydrated.
Stay melanated.
We're going to make sure the black women in your life are celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And then that's all. We'll have a good week and be strong. Yes.